The Event-Driven Edge in Investing, 6 Special Situation Strategies to Outperform the Market. Written by Asif Syria. Narrated by Alan Taylor. Preface. Idea generation is the lifeblood of investors. I am constantly looking at new investment opportunities and end up investing in a very small fraction of the ideas I explore. If most of my investing ideas are generated from the same sources that millions of other investors rely on, then my investment performance is likely to be mediocre. I would be better off investing in a broadly diversified index, like the S&P 500 index, which includes the 500 largest companies in the United States. Event-driven investing, as the name implies, involves investing in companies that are experiencing a specific event. These events can have a transformative impact on the company and can range from the company spinning off a division into a separate public company to merging with another company. You can be successful using these strategies without the need to predict earnings or the short-term direction of the market. I was drawn to event-driven investing because it introduced me to strategies that were a source of fresh investment ideas. As an added cherry on the top, certain event-driven strategies also perform well during times of market distress. This book is for both self-directed investors and professional investors that are looking for alternative strategies to complement their current investment process as sources of idea generation and to benefit from the positive market reaction to transformative events. This book explores 6 different event-driven strategies in detail. I will walk you through the nuances of each strategy and outline how these strategies will help you navigate the ups and downs of financial markets. Some strategies work well during declining market environments, while others are an excellent way to make money coming out of a bear market. After a general introduction of these 6 event-driven strategies, I will use case studies in each chapter and delve into the specifics of how each strategy works. I briefly discuss instruments like options, futures, and bonds to whet your appetite about them, and then describe the interplay of these instruments with certain event-driven strategies. Understanding when a strategy does not work is just as important as figuring out the upside it offers. I explore the pitfalls of each strategy and what to avoid in a dark side section in each strategy chapter. The strategies discussed in the book include legal insider transactions, merger arbitrage, stock buybacks, SPACs, spin-offs, and management changes. Introduction. In a 2017 interview, Charlie Munger, the vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett's investing partner, recounted how he made $80 million risk-free from an idea he came across in the weekly financial magazine Barron's.
"I read Barron's for 50 years. In 50 years, I found one investment opportunity in Barron's out of which I made about $80 million with almost no risk. I took the $80 million and gave it to Lee Liu, who turned it into $400 or $500 million. So I have made $400 or $500 million from reading Barron's for 50 years and following one idea. When I first started investing, I followed the same sources for idea generation as most other investors. I read financial magazines like Barron's and Fortune, talked to other investors, ran stock screens, and used investment-focused websites. I came across one of my more successful investment ideas, Twilio, from an article in Fortune magazine about the founder of the company, Jeff Lawson. Twilio makes it very easy for companies to send text messages to their customers without having to deal with the complexities of delivering messages to different mobile phone networks in multiple countries. If you have used Uber, it is likely that the message notifying you that your driver or food order has arrived was facilitated by Twilio. The article about Twilio in Fortune was written before the company went public, and something about the way Mr. Lawson managed the company stayed in the back of my mind. A few months later, Twilio went public in an initial public offering priced at $15 per share, and the stock soared 92% on its first day of trading. When Twilio's stock started declining following the usual IPO-related pop in its stock price, I decided to buy Twilio and watch the stock price